Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Promise made, promise kept. Today we look at Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. It's just so hard. I don't know what to do. How do I know if I'm making the right decision? What do I do if I feel I have no choice? What if I make the wrong decision? Things are hard right now. The questions above may be ones that you've heard from parents as they try to make decisions for their children. They might be questions that you have considered. Do we open, or is it better to remain closed? Will we meet in person, or virtually, or a mix of both? How do I know if I have the best information to make decisions? When can we get back to normal, whatever that is? Wouldn't it be great if our decisions, especially the really hard ones, had a really clear answer? Wouldn't it be great to be able to have a Zoom meeting with God to discuss our concerns and our plans? God has made so many promises to us. He promised to lead the people of Israel back to the promised land of Canaan, and he did. He promised that Abraham's family would be a direct line to the promised Savior. He kept that promise in Abraham and Sarah's old age. He promised to save Noah and his family, and that promise was kept in a miraculous way. He promised to send a Savior and fulfilled that promise in Jesus. He promised that through Jesus, every one of our sins would be marked, paid in full. He promised to be with us in all things. He has kept that promise and continues to do so. One thing he did not promise is that our lives would be without challenge or suffering. In fact, he states that there will be suffering. But along with that suffering are his promises. He promises to be with us. He promises that he will bless our efforts to share his word. He promises that even though we continue to sin, can be tempted by fear or doubt, his forgiveness is ours. Our confidence and peace are in that forgiveness and in his promises. All of those struggles that we face, all the questions we wrestle with, are nothing compared to what he has prepared for us in heaven. We don't need a Zoom meeting. We can look in his word. There God reminds us that all that we are experiencing is just temporary. He reminds us that our place in heaven is already set and ready and filled with glories that we can't imagine with our limited understanding. And because of those promises, we can face our challenges, knowing that he is with us. While we don't know when each of us will join God in heaven, we can live each day with joy and confidence that heaven is ours. We pray. Jesus, lead us on till our rest is won. And although the way be cheerless, we will follow, calm and fearless. Guide us by your hand to our fatherland. If the way be drear, if the foe be near, let not faithless fears o'ertake us. Let not faith and hope forsake us, for through many a woe to our home we go. Amen. May the Lord be with you this week in all that you do. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.